Blog Talk Radio.
The Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Happy Mother's Day. Glory, hallelujah. Happy Mother's Day. Amen to all the mothers. Hallelujah. Whether you birth natural children or you birth spiritual children, you are God mommy. Hallelujah. All the mothers, we say Happy Mother's Day to you. Amen. Whether you're foster mother, hallelujah. Happy Mother's Day to everyone. Well, God bless you all. It's good to be here with you today. We're in a different place today, but it's all good. Amen. I know we're used to Pastor Mom opening us up in a word of prayer. Well, Pastor Mom is doing something special on Mother's Day. You know, we can't hog her to ourselves. Amen. She got 7 children. Hallelujah. So on today, Pastor Mom is with Pastor Catherine, and they're going to, Pastor Catherine's son is the pastor, the senior pastor of Cazone Church in Jennings, Missouri. So Pastor Mom has really been kind of wanting to go over there because they just remodeled the church. So she is there this morning, hallelujah, enjoying herself. So happy Mother's Day, Mom. Amen. When she listens to the recording of this, happy Mother's Day to you. Hallelujah. So I said all that to say that I'll be opening up in prayer this morning. Hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you. We praise you, Lord God. We bless you. Thank you for another day to love you, to praise you, to glorify you, to adore you, Lord God. And we just thank you even right now for all of the mothers, Lord God. Touch each and every mother as only you can, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, we know that things are happening in this world right now. And so we just say, Lord, whatever's wrong, we ask you to make it right. And whatever's right, we ask you to take it, set it apart, and dedicate it for your use and for your glory. Now, Lord God, we ask you to just move in this service today. Hallelujah. Touch all of us and meet us at the very point of our need. And then do exceeding abundantly above all that we could ask, think, or even imagine. We love you so very much, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, glory to God. Amen. So good to see all of you on the line this morning. Amen. Hallelujah. Shout out to those who are on their way. And, I did not say that I am in Memphis this morning. I'm usually in St. Louis. And it's a beautiful day in Memphis, Tennessee. The sun is shining. And I think it's, like a good, 72 degrees or something like that. And so we're just having a good time. I came here to because my niece, Minister Amber, I see you on the line. Shout out to you this morning. Hallelujah. Minister Amber graduated from college on yesterday. Shout out to you. Glory to God. Amen. We were able to see her with so many that graduated yesterday in the past couple of days. And so we see Pastor Mark on the line today. And we want to give a shout out to you and thank God for Traveling Mercies. I don't know if you're back yet or not, but we see you on the line and shout out to you because his baby girl just graduated from college on yesterday. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. And Pastor Mark, we did see that beautiful picture of you and your daughter from yesterday. Beautiful, beautiful. It spoke volumes and just touched my heart and my soul. Hallelujah. Amen, amen. And then I believe, I'm not for sure, but I think our Sister Monica graduated yesterday as well. Hallelujah. I don't see her mom on the line yet, but we'll find out for sure if Sister Monica graduated. We give her a little shout out too as well. Amen. So praise God. Let's go into our scriptures for today. Hallelujah. When I got myself all ready today, I didn't bring all of my little notes I usually look at. And the Lord said, "You'll be all right." Amen. So let's read Psalm 100 today. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Psalm 100. Let's read Psalm 100 together, King James Version. Let's read the entire psalm today. Glory to God. Psalm 100. Let's read. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good. Hallelujah. Ooh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. The Lord is good. Hallelujah. I think about my little niece. She was about 3 years old. She's the one who graduated, Candace. She was about 3 years old sitting in the cart, in the grocery cart at the Walmart. And she said, "I say the Lord is good all the time. I say the Lord is good all the time. I say the Lord is good all the time. I say the Lord is good all the time. Hallelujah. God is good all the time. And I was in like another aisle, and I heard that singing. I came to see who was singing, and it was her sitting in the cart, you know, with a little kid sat. But she was saying, I say the Lord is good. Duh. Amen. So I say the Lord is good. Duh. All the time. Amen. Amen.
Duh. It's like the same today.
Duh.
But you know the Lord is good.
Amen. Amen. Well, we do have those in the room with us so far. And thank you, Lord, for that touch. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for that touch. So we are sitting in Minister Mary's living room. Hallelujah. And we have Minister Mary sitting here in her beautiful red dress. Glory to God. Amen. With a red lipstick on. Hallelujah. She did. She got dressed up. You got red shoes? Okay. Glory. Red socks. Amen. And then we have Minister Elaine here with us. Glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I say the Lord is good all the time. Amen. And we have others who are on their way here right now. Amen. Pastor Price, Minister Amber, Minister Joy. So we're looking forward to having a room full this morning. Amen. Let's go to our other scripture, Psalm 34. Psalm 34, 1 through 3, King James Version. Oh, this is a wonderful day today. We're just going to flow in the spirit. What did I say, Psalm 34? And we're going to all read it. Oh, praise the Lord. Obedience is better than sacrifice. Hallelujah. Now, amen. Okay, let's read Psalm 34, verses 1 through 3. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Amen, amen. We praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And I think all of you who are here, you've been hearing us before, and you know that God has given us a charge and a really wonderful assignment to know more about his name, his character, and his nature. And so we have, every Sunday, we have Pearls to Ponder. Amen. And this month, our pearl to ponder is knowing the Lord as our soulmate. You know, the world talks about soulmate, but they talk about it in a different way. Amen. And so the Lord was showing us that he is truly our soulmate. So last week we went through, we listened to Isaiah 38 in verse 17, and it says, indeed it was for my own peace that I had great bitterness, but you have lovingly delivered my soul from the pit of corruption, for you have cast all my sins behind your back. Hallelujah. You talk about a soulmate. Amen. Amen. He's our deliverer. Hallelujah. And then what we said last week is when we are aware that what is in Jesus is real and duplicatable in us, then what happens is such a great change in our soul, because our soul knows that it has its mate. And our mate, our holy husband, Jesus, is living, moving, and having his being in us. Amen. So we talked about that last week. Now, this week, we're still on soulmate. And we're going to Psalm 63, verses 7 through 9. Psalm 63, verses 7 through 9. We're still talking about our soulmate and learning more about him as our holy husband, as our soulmate. Amen. And Psalm 63, verses 7 through 9. Does anybody have that? Psalm 63, verses 7 through 9. Oh, you know what? I'm going to read it because I got it from the Amplified. Excuse me. You have been my help, and in the shadow of your wings, where I'm always protected, I sing for joy. My soul, hallelujah, my soul, my life, my very self clings to you. Your right hand upholds me. Oh, my. That's just, and when I read that in the Amplified, I was like so truly blessed over that. Hallelujah. He is our soulmate, our real for real soulmate. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now, I have a wonderful song that I'm trying to pull up here. Glory to God. And I'm on a different computer, but it's going to happen. Amen. I just declare and decree it in the name of Jesus. Glory, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. Ah, there we go. Hallelujah. So this is our song that goes with our about talking about our soulmate today, because he has touched our soul even on today. Hallelujah. Amen. So we have him. He is our soulmate. And because of that, we have joy in our soul. Because of that, we have deliverance in our soul. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Glory. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you for it. We thank you for it right now in the name of Jesus for joy in our soul. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. This is the time we usually have our declarations. We're going to do some more declarations during the time of the sermon. But for right now, we want to declare some things over mothers. Amen. We want to declare over mothers and also over this beautiful home that we're in right now. Amen. God has blessed them with a beautiful home. It's peaceful in here. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We have had to want for nothing in here. Amen. We done ate good. Praise God. We slept good. The beds were good. Hallelujah. And so that's what the Lord was laying on my heart today, to take a moment and declare over this beautiful home, declare over the mothers, and then we'll go into some good old praise and worship. Hallelujah. We're gonna go way back for a minute today. Amen. So, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father God. Hallelujah. So y'all repeat after me. We're going to declare over this house. And we know we've read the scripture before about when we declare a thing, hallelujah, it is established. So we know that there's been declarations over this house. There's been prayer over the house. There's been prayer over mothers before. We want to get in on it. Amen. So that's what we're doing here today. Hallelujah. So repeat after me. Lord, we thank you. As we declare and decree over this home, your love, your peace, your grace, your mercy, your healing all throughout this house, from its highest point to its lowest point, on the north, the south, the east, and the west. Fill it up, Lord God, with your very presence that is not like you, has to flow out of here now in the name of Jesus. And then we thank you, Lord God, for your overflow of complete healing, health, wholeness, prosperity, peace, love, joy. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, we bless your name, Lord God. Hallelujah. Shalarabahayasa. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. And as you prayed that over this house, you were praying it and declaring it over your own house in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. And now we pray for the mothers. Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we declare and decree over all mothers, godmothers, foster mothers, spiritual mothers, that your love is up on them now and that they are at peace. And we even pray for the people whose mothers are no longer with us, that they will have peace and joy as they remember their mother. Thank you, Lord God, for keeping every mother ordering their footsteps by your spirit and by your word. We love you, Lord God. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I say the Lord is good. Hallelujah. Now, this is an old-fashioned. Now, this is Pastor Mom's praise and worship every morning. It starts with this. We did a playlist for her, and it starts with these songs, and she's getting dressed in the morning and just listening to these songs, and it starts off saying, We dedicate this to my mama and your mama too. Amen.
That sounds like old time church to me. As a matter of fact, Green, I want to dedicate this in memory of your mama and my mama too, Miss Ruth Green. Is that all right? Y'all feel like doing this?
Let's do it.
Y'all feel like doing this? Some old time song. Come on, listen. I know it was the blood. I know it was the blood.
Hey!
I know it was the blood. Save me. One day when I was lost, he died upon the cross. And I know it was the blood. Save me.
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah. There was another old song that we used to sing in church on Sunday morning.
Yes, yes,
song goes something like this.
This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Oh, this little light of mine, y'all, I'm gonna let it shine. Oh, this little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine.
Country. And they used to sing old song that says this for him. They said, hush, hush, somebody's calling my name. Yeah, hush, be quiet, y'all. Hush, yeah, yeah, somebody.
The Williams brothers a whole lot called the Nightingales. They did a song like this. They said, I want to be at the meeting. I want to be at the meeting. Lord said, I want to be at the meeting. When all the saints get home, well, after separation.
I remember.
They did a song like this, but let's do it the old time way. Come on. By and by,
oh, when the morning comes,
hey,
all the saints of God go gather in a horn. Tell the story how we overcome.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Sometime every now and again, you got to go on back for the mothers. Amen. Hallelujah. So I hope some of the mothers were blessed by those old songs you heard a long time ago. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now let's go into our financial blessings. Hallelujah. We want to pray over our finances. Amen. We usually pray a certain prayer over our finances. Well, I left all that at home, but I got a financial prayer in my heart. Hallelujah. And I know you do too. Glory to God. And we've been we've been hearing more and more of people who have been blessed. Hallelujah. As we have prayed over our finances, we said to the Lord some things that we're going to do about our finances. Hallelujah. And things have been happening. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We have some who are coming in now. Glory to God. Some things are going on in the background a little bit. And all is well. Thank you, Lord. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. We bless your name, Lord. From everlasting to everlasting, you and you alone are Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Welcome, Price family.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. I was trying to see maybe a little bit more praise and worship we can play as we are greeting everyone this morning. Hallelujah. This is one of my favorite songs here, Eternal Praise. Amen. Let's hear that. And
I just want
give eternal praise. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Amen and amen. Well, the Price family is in and seated. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So welcome, 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 everybody. So good to see y'all. Amen. I know we saw each other yesterday, but I'm just not used to seeing you on a Sunday. It's a wonderful thing to see you all. Do you guys need something? You okay? Okay. Amen. Amen. All right. Well, let's go into our prayer over our finances. Hallelujah. And we have just been hearing how people have been blessed. Amen. Not with a couple of dollars, but thousands of dollars. Hallelujah. And we know that it's going to get better and better. It's going to get gooder and gooder because I say the Lord is good all the time. I say the Lord is good all the time. Amen. Anybody ever want to join me in that? You can. Hallelujah. Amen, because he is good. So with our finances today, amen, just repeat this prayer after me as we just join our faith together and pray over our finances. So repeat after me. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
That you provide. All that I need.
All that I need.
According
to your riches.
In glory, by Christ Jesus, you are the best provider.
You are my shepherd.
I shall not want.
Thank you, Lord,
for all that you are doing, all that you have done, and all that you will do. Hallelujah. My eyes are on you, Lord. Amen. And as we give today, we thank you, Lord God, that our money will not be lost, stolen, destroyed, or wasted, but you are multiplying it right now, far beyond all I could ask, think, or even imagine. And I give you glory as you show me what to do. I will do it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Now, there are three ways that you can give to the East St. Louis Christian Center Church. They more than three, because you can give right here now in this room in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. You can also give via Cash App, and our Cash App is $ESLCCC, and that's ESLCCC, that stands for East St. Louis Christian Center Church. If you're in the Heritage House, we'll be back, and you can give at the door. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And that's 2E. Or you can mail a check in and make the check payable to ESLCCC, 2800 Olive Street, number 2E, St. Louis, Missouri. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. So we praise God right now for those who have given even via Cash App. Hallelujah. Who are giving right now. You're writing out your check. We're going to pray over it right now. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord God. We thank you for the tithers.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. Your word says if we give only 10%, hallelujah, that you would open the windows of heaven and pour our blessings upon us, there would be too much for us to receive. We thank you for that overflow that comes from tithing in the name of Jesus. And then, Lord God, we thank you that as the overflow's coming, glory to God, that it will not be lost, stolen, devoured, or wasted, because you are rebuking the devourer for our sake in the name of Jesus. There won't be any holes in our pocket with money dripping out. We don't even know it's been dripping out. And so we thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, for the tithers. We thank you for the givers, Lord God. You said, give and it shall be given unto you, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. And there you go, overflowing again for the givers. We bless you for that, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And we always stand on Deuteronomy 1:10 and 11 that says that you will make us a thousandfold more than we are right now,
yes,
hallelujah, and bless us as you have promised us.
Yes,
and we know, Lord God, that you give back in money and things that money cannot begin to touch. And so we give you praise, we give you glory, and we love you so much, Lord, in
yes,
Jesus' name. And we all say,
amen.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Amen. Wow, what a treat I get to hear people say amen besides Pastor Bob as we sit together. It's a beautiful thing. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So let's go on to the word today. Hallelujah. I'm on Minister Mary's computer. I keep thinking I'm on mine, and mine is touch screen, so I'll just be touching it and nothing happening. Praise the Lord. Amen. I'm so glad that it worked out well, you know, that she has a laptop. Praise God that I can use. So we thank God for that. Amen. Let's get ready to go into the Word of God today.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. So good. I say the Lord is good. That's the thing, all the time. And oh, and as we go into the word today, just prepare yourself to be able to talk about your mother in a good way, to just talk about what God has done good through your mother to bless you. Amen. And it doesn't have to be real long, but hey, if it get long, that's fine. But, you know, talk about your mom today in a wonderful, wonderful way of what you have seen God do through your mother. And so we're going to do that after this, and I'm going to call it a sermonette. Amen. And so we're going to do that in just a moment. So, Father, in Jesus' name, thank you for this word. Excuse me. For your word, Lord God. Thank you for your presence today.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Thank you for your touch today. I don't take it lightly. Thank you. We don't take it lightly. We thank you for your touch today. Hallelujah. You know exactly what we need, when we need it, and how we need it. And so, Lord God, we thank you for this word that you've led us to talk about today in the name of Jesus. And let it just be a blessing to us, bring revelation to our heart, to our soul. Let it bring even wisdom to us, Lord. And we give you praise for it now. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, we're going to have our college graduate, hallelujah, Minister Amber, is going to start us off today talking about Mother's Day and the celebration of Mother's Day, how that all got started. You ready there with it? You're not going to be able to do that because we're going to be, you're going to have to do it through here. Yeah, if you, it'll start looping and sounding, sound weird if you try to use your phone. Okay, but you can read it from your phone, right? Okay,
yes.
Go ahead.
Mothering Sunday has been celebrated on the fourth Sunday in Lent in the UK and Ireland since the 16th century. The modern holiday was first celebrated in 1907 when Anna Jarvis held the first Mother's Day service of worship at Andrews Methodist Episcopal Church in Grafton, West Virginia. President Woodrow Wilson proclaimed May 9, 1914, the first Mother's Day. He asked Americans on that day to give a public thank you to their mothers, all mothers. What does the Bible say about Mother's Day? The Bible consistently asks followers to honor and love their mothers. Examples of this can be seen in Exodus 20:12, honor your father and your mother, in Leviticus 19:3, every one of you shall revere his mother and his father. Love you all.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Amen. Hallelujah. I like that. You know, the earliest that we heard, you know, people honoring their mothers in our time, so to speak, is in the 1600s. And so, you know, that was pretty cool. And then finally the United States caught on in the early 1900s
mm-hmm.
and made it a proclamation by, you know, a president. But, hey, the Bible has been talking about honoring mothers for a whole lot longer than that. Amen. And we know really the first Mother's Day was when Eve had the baby.
Yes.
Amen. Hallelujah. And so today as we honor mothers, as we think about our mothers on today, well, first of all, I'll say a little something about my mother.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Thank you.
My mother has 7 children. The oldest is, how old is she now? 73, or about to be 73?
No, 77.
She's about to be 74. And the youngest is 58. Woo-hoo!
Woo-hoo!
Amen. Amen. And all of us are in between that. Hallelujah. And, so I know Pastor Price is here, so she can tell how many grandchildren off the top of your head.
Yeah,
you usually do.
Yeah, I don't know how many moms.
Because they're growing now.
Yeah.
Amen. So she has, Candace, who graduated yesterday, is the youngest grandchild.
Because mm-hmm.
I don't think any of us don't have any more babies. Amen. I don't know. It may be a miracle, but okay. Well, hey, it could happen. If it happens, it's a flat out miracle. And so the youngest grandbaby, who is Candace, and she's about 20 something. I don't know exactly how old she is. She's 23. Okay, and so she just graduated from college on yesterday, and hallelujah. And so Pastor Mom has grandchildren, great-grandchildren, and great-great-grandchildren, and one of her great-grandchildren is now pregnant. There may be more, but I know Alexis, who graduated day before yesterday with her master's, is pregnant. Hallelujah.
Yes.
With another great, great grand. So I'm talking a lot of fruit.
Amen.
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 There's a lot of fruit on that tree, and we praise God. Hallelujah. Now, some people may not know, but I am a mother. Praise God. I have a daughter. Hallelujah. God bless her. And I have a daughter who's turning 40 this year.
Oh,
amen. That sounds funny to say, right? In ministry, Lane and I were talking about our children, how they played together, you know, as little kids at the beach splashing around and everything. And now they're grown, married, got children. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So in honor of Pastor Mom, in her absence, as she's partying at the Cazon Church in Jennings, Missouri, I know she's having a good time. She's getting a lot of attention. I got to see the dress that she wore because she got a new dress. I've never seen her in it, but I know she looks good. And so her favorite scripture is Proverbs 3:5-6. Amen. And I know everybody in this room knows Proverbs 3:5-6. So we're going to say it together, amen, as we go into our word for today. So let's say Proverbs 3:5-6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. Hallelujah. Amen. Y'all did that so well. Can y'all be with me every Sunday? Well, you are, but not just in the same room. Amen. And so the word today is three mothers from the Bible who trusted in the Lord. Three mothers from the Bible who trusted in the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So each of these mothers were the first of what they did. All of them had to trust in the Lord for their babies to be born. And all of their babies were a miracle. Amen. So I need people to read for me. We have in, let's see, who's on the line? If anybody who's on the line, if you want to read today, press your number one key, and we'll add you in on the reading. You should have the text to be able to see what the scriptures are. Do you guys have the text now? No? Well, I'll tell you what it is. If you have the text, then you'll just know in advance. I need someone to read Genesis 3 and verse 20. That after Genesis 3 and verse 20, later on, Hebrews 11:11, and Genesis 17:17. And the last one, I think we'll give this to Minister Amber since she's such the reader. 1, verses 26 through 38. Okay. Who anybody has Genesis 3:20 for me? Okay, Minister Mary.
The man named his wife Eve, life spring, life giver, because she was the mother of all of the living.
Amen. Okay, so our first of the three mothers today is Eve. Hallelujah. You probably kind of figured that, right? The first mother. Well, and like you said, you know, Eve means life or life-giving. She's known as the mother of all living. Eve was the first mother on earth, the first wife, the first woman to have a baby. That makes Eve the first mother. So, you know, when she had her baby, first Mother's Day. Amen. So when Eve got pregnant by Adam, she didn't know what was going on. She's the first one. She had no clue of what's going on. Like, you know, when I got pregnant, I could talk to my mother. I could talk to my sisters. I could talk to other ladies who had babies. I remember when I was pregnant, you know, it was a little, you know, it was very uncertain. You know, I didn't know what that was like. I never went through anything like that before. But what gave me comfort during that time, and I didn't know God the way I know God now, but what gave me comfort is I thought, I remember millions of women have had babies. Millions of women have gone through this. I'm going to be all right. You know, that's what was going through my mind at that time, and I can recall, you know, going through the pregnancy with Janaea, and I don't know if you sent me anything, Pastor Price, at that time, but I do remember Pastor Catherine sending me scriptures and, you know, about having a baby and stuff like that, and that helped, you know, a lot. I remember going to Lamaze classes or whatever they called them back then, and you did your breathing. And I remember when I was in the midst of having my daughter, I forgot how to breathe. I really did. I was like, you know, like nothing was breathing there. And so it was good, I guess, that they had that coach, because my husband at the time was like, okay, you got to breathe now, you know. And so, you know, we had somebody before us to help us going through to have a baby. But Eve, she didn't. And guess what? She still made it. Hallelujah. Because God was with her. Amen. So she absolutely had to trust in the Lord. This was a new thing, never done before. So she had to trust in the Lord. Amen. And she had to trust in the Lord with all her heart. There was no midwives to help. There was no hospital. there was nothing. And the baby still made it. Hallelujah. Amen. So it shows you just how good the Lord is. Hallelujah. I say the Lord is good. And so Adam couldn't even help her. He didn't know what was going on. She had to trust in the Lord. And there's going to come different times in our lives. We just going to have to trust in the Lord. Things are going to be new to us. Mm-hmm. We won't be able to lean on nobody else. We won't be able to ask somebody else, well, what you do when you did that? What happened when you did that? We're going to have to just trust in the Lord. And he's doing some new things.
Yes.
Amen. And they may not be new in the world, but they'll be new to us.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Amen. So we're going to declare and decree. So repeat after me, Lord.
I choose
to trust you, even when sin is new to me.
I choose
to trust you. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Hallelujah. That's a good prayer for you, because you in a new place now, Ms. Amber. You in a whole new place now. You are graduate. You done graduated. Hallelujah. Amen. But see, you can look at your sister, because she graduated some years ago. Amen. But it's still going to be new to you. Let's go to our next mother. Our next trusting mother, our second one, is Sarah. Huh? So we need Hebrews 11:11 and Genesis 17:17. Now, Abraham and Sarah wanted to have a baby. They were both very old and past the age of having babies. Hallelujah. So who's reading it? Hebrews? Thank you, Minister Elaine. You got Genesis? Thank you. Thank you. Y'all are blessing. Amen.
Hebrews 11:11. Through faith, also Sarah herself received strength to conceive seed and was delivered of a child when she was past age, because she judged him faithful who had promised.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Ooh, that's a big key.
Hallelujah.
Judging God faithful who promised. That's a big key. Hallelujah. And I love how it says she was delivered of the child.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. You ever been pregnant before? You know at the end you want to be delivered from the child. I love this baby. Get it out of me. You want to be delivered. Hallelujah. So she was delivered of the child. But she judged God faithful.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. She does him faithful. Okay, Minister Joy.
It says, Abraham fell flat on his face, and then he laughed, thinking, can a 100-year-old man father his son? Can Sarah, 90 years, have a baby?
Woo-hoo! That was good. That was good. Amen. I must have that same version or something like that. Abraham fell on his face laughing. and said in his heart, shall a child be born of a man who is 100 years old, and shall Sarah, who is 90 years old, bear a child? Now, to put that in perspective, Pastor Mom is going to be 90 in the next several months. Can you imagine her being pregnant? Oh! It had to be a miracle.
Amen.
It had to be God. Amen. And they said, you know, that Sarah was so beautiful, men were looking at her, you know, even in her older age. Well, hey, Mom is a good-looking woman at 90 years old. Hallelujah. Hair just growing all over the place. Amen. This just looking good. And but I, you know, when I think about that in perspective of Pastor Mom being pregnant at 90, I was like, but God knew what he was doing. And it had to be a miracle. You know, she laughed for a little while too. But she really trusted God for this. Amen. Hallelujah. She trusted the Lord, and because she trusted the Lord, it happened.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. It didn't happen exactly right when they thought it was going to happen. And y'all know some things happened in between,
yeah,
where Hagar came in. They was figuring stuff out and figuring. And then, you know, God told them, no, I didn't say it like that. You really going to have a baby,
yeah,
at 90. Amen. So hold on to your hopes, lady.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hold on to the Lord. Hallelujah. He is faithful. Glory to God. Amen. So repeat after me. Lord,
I choose
to trust you, to be faithful when you promise me.
I choose
to trust you. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. And now our third one, hallelujah, you can kind of almost guess who she is. But our third, last but not least, mother is Mary, the mother of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. She is the first and only mother to have a baby without having known a man and was overshadowed by the Holy Spirit. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And in case you don't know what it means to know a man, I'll put it in today's vernacular. She didn't have sex with nobody. Amen. She did not have sex to have Jesus. Hallelujah. So let's listen to the account in the Bible from Luke chapter 1, verse 26 to 38. Hallelujah. Now, I know that that's a lot of reading right there. You want to split that with your mother, or you going to read it all? You'll read it? Okay.
The birth of Jesus foretold. In the sixth month of Elizabeth's pregnancy, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, of the town in Galilee, to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David. The virgin's name was Mary. The angel went to her and said, greetings, you who are highly favored, the Lord is with you. Mary was greatly troubled at his words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be. But the angel said to her, do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. You will conceive and give birth to a son, and you will call him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over Jacob's descendants forever. His kingdom will never end. How will this be? Mary asked the angel, since I am a virgin. The angel answered, the Holy Spirit will come on you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. The Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God. Even Elizabeth, your relative, is going to have a child in her old age, and she, who was said to be unable to conceive, is in her sixth month. So no word from God will ever fail. I am the Lord's servant, Mary answered. May your word to me be fulfilled. Then the angel left her.
Amen. Thank you. Amen. Yeah. Good word, good reading. Thank you, Lord. So, ooh, there is a lot in here. Hallelujah. A lot in here for what Mary went through and really, you know, things that we are going through right now. It's a blessing. So let's just kind of walk through this. Okay, so first of all, it starts with the angel is coming. The angel came to her. And then the angel said that she's, well, the angel greeted her and said, you are highly favored. The Lord is with you, and you are blessed among women. First of all, for the angel to show up, that's like, what? You know, she didn't see angels every day. And here this angel showed up. Amen. And the angel began to tell her how not only favored she is, but highly favored and blessed among women. Glory to God. So, you know, I look at this to see that when God is going to do something fantastic, something awesome like this, you know, and for him to send an angel and talk to her, you know, he could have just, like, overshadowed her in the night.
Yes, that's true. That's true.
He could have just went on and just did it and whatever and let her wake up puzzled in the morning. But he wanted her to be a part of this. He wanted her to co-labor with him. He wanted her to be in agreement with him with what he's doing. God is not a racist. Come on, somebody. You know, he didn't come like that. You know, he wanted to talk to her. And so he told, let her know, first of all, yeah, you are blessed. You are a blessed woman. And then when, in verse 29, when she saw him, she was troubled at this and cast in her mind, what manner of salutation should this be? And I think about, you know, what you talking about, Willie? It's like, what is this? I never heard anything like this. And think about, you know, like Eve. It was new to her. This is something new. And Eve couldn't go to somebody else and say, well, you've been, you know, you ever been overshadowed by God and all that? No. She had to just be at peace and believe. And he knew what was going on in her mind. And so he began to talk to her and to help her because this was a new thing. And the angel said to her, fear not, Mary. Fear not, for thou hast found favor with God. So many times God knows that he's going to talk to us. He's going to have us do something different, something new for us in this world. And he's like, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid about this. Fear not, you know, on this. I'm with you. You have favor with God. Fear not. I just know somebody's going through something right now. It's a new thing for you. And the Lord says to you, fear not. Don't be afraid. I know you haven't gone through this before. I know that this is new for you, but it's okay. Fear not. I got you. Hallelujah, I got your back. Don't be afraid. Any number of ways you could be in a new thing, in a new place, but fear not. And then verse 31 says, and behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son and shall call his name Jesus. Wow, what wonderful directions, instructions, heads up. This is a head up. It's a big heads up. It's like, now, what's going to happen is that you're going to conceive in your womb, okay? This baby going to be inside you. This is not a spiritual concept.
Yes.
You understand? This is not something that's going to happen on the side to somebody else in your womb. Amen. And all the ladies repeat after me, in my womb.
In my womb.
Hallelujah. So what God is going to do is going to be in your womb in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, we thank you for the wounds that are in this room right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, and even on the line, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, those who will listen in the future, we thank you that wounds are functioning in the perfection that they were created to function in the name of Jesus. And at the appropriate time, hallelujah, hallelujah, that these wounds will be filled, hallelujah, with the very presence of God and healthy babies. In Jesus' name, and we all say, amen, amen, hallelujah, hallelujah. And so he lets her know in verse 31, you're going to conceive in your womb and bring forth a son. Now, he's telling her the sex of the baby. You know, these days, it's a big deal. You know, he's telling her before she even conceives what she's going to have. Now, prior to about what, well, I remember when my daughter was born, that technology wasn't there to find out what the child was. So we call her little Kizzy. In the womb. We didn't know if it was a boy or a girl. We said, little Kizzy is here. And don't nobody call my baby Big Head. Because somebody says, you got a big head baby. No, this is my baby.
Amen.
And we call her little Kizzy. So then nowadays, they know what the sex of the baby is.
Yes.
So this is a big deal to have a baby revealed. Now that's a big deal now. And the last really cool one that I saw was, like, in St. Louis, we have a Ferris wheel. And so people are doing their baby reveal at the Ferris wheel. So they have a roll of the drum, and then they turn the lights around the Ferris wheel, pink if it's a girl, and blue if it's a boy. And then they have the gifts or whatever, you know, all around. So here's the baby reveal, and bring forth a son. Hallelujah. See how awesome God is? God will tell you before the child is in the womb what he's going to be or she's going to be. Amen. And then just so that there's no misunderstanding, call him Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Now, you don't know nobody else named Jesus right now, but call him Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. Okay, and then verse 32, he shall be great and shall be the son of the highest, and the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. So now he's gone from the baby reveal all the way, and his name, all the way into the future and back from the past where he came from. And then where he's going to. This is awesome. God can do all of that. Amen. And when we're just in agreement with him, we haven't even got to her agreement yet. But he allowed her to know so many things about Jesus.
Amen.
Now, she didn't know all the details, you know, but he told her quite a bit before the baby was born, even conceived. Amen. And verse 33, and he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and his kingdom shall there be no end. So, you know, he told her what happened in the past. The Lord shall give unto him the throne of his father David, and then what's going to happen in the future about his kingdom. Then verse 34, then said Mary unto the angel, how shall this be, seeing I know not a man? Now, there's ways that we can question God.
Amen. Okay.
There's a question and there's a question.
Yes.
And when some people question God, it's in a disbelief. It's in a, you know, it's in a bad way. But this was a pure question.
Hallelujah.
This was a good question, you know, that she asked him. And there are some times when I ask God a question, you know, and it's not out of, if you don't give me the answer, I ain't going to believe you. But it's you know, I just have a question. And sometimes he'll answer it, and sometimes he'll say to me, if I answer your question, you're going to have more questions than answers. So just continue to walk by faith and not by sight. Amen. So, but with her, you know, he had given her all of this, but he didn't tell her. Well, and here, let me go on. He does say something. Verse 35, and the angel answered and said unto her, the Holy Ghost, somebody say the Holy Ghost, shall come upon thee. So he answered her question. You don't have to repeat it more, thank you. And the power of the highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. Now this is just so awesome. I mean, when you think of how the Israelites worshiped back then, when you think about only the priest could go into the Holy of Holies, when you think about the tabernacle and all that they were doing back then, and all of a sudden here's this new thing. Oh, the Holy Ghost is going to come upon you. Like, you can't even wrap your mind around that. You know, back then and a lot of times, not even now, that the Holy Ghost will come upon you, but he will. Hallelujah. I felt him this morning in a great way. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. I think about that song, My Redeemer Lives. And she said, I talked to him this morning. Hallelujah. The Holy Ghost shall come upon you. And I felt him this morning. Hallelujah. Amen. Verse 36. And behold, thy cousin Elizabeth, she has also conceived a son in her old age, and this is the sixth month with her, who was called barren. So he said, not only am I saying, believe what I'm saying to you, but I'm going to give you some proof. I'm going to give you a witness to let you know. So she had to really still make up her mind to be able to receive what was going on before she saw the witness of what he said. But he did give her like a quote-unquote token witness to let her know, yes, this right here is real. And God will do that for us. Won't he do it? Amen. He'll give you a token. He'll let you know that, yeah, you're on the right track. Hallelujah. All is well. You're not the only one going through this. I'm going to send you somebody who's going through this as well, and that I bless them too. Amen. In verse 37, hallelujah, for with God nothing shall be impossible. Let's say that together. For with God nothing shall be impossible. Hallelujah. So basically he's saying, how is it going to be done? Let's say it again. For with God, nothing shall be impossible. That's how it's going to be done. Amen. He did it back then like that. He's doing it again like that. He's doing it again and again and again like that. For with God, nothing shall be impossible. Amen. And then verse 39, our last verse. And Mary said, behold, the handmaid of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word. And the angel departed from her. Hallelujah. Oh, we got to say that together, all us handmaidens up in here. Hallelujah. So you can repeat after me. Behold, the handmaid of the Lord, be it unto me according to your word. Hallelujah. And hallelujah, hallelujah. That's a prayer you can pray every day. I'm your handmaiden. Be it unto me according to your word. Hallelujah. Amen. I don't understand it all. I don't know how all this really exactly is going to happen. But hey, God, be it unto me according to your word, not hearsay, not what somebody else said, not what the news says, but be it unto me according to what? Your word. Amen. Amen. And then it was sealed. Hallelujah. It was sealed. Once she said that, everything was sealed. It was a done deal. It was sealed. Hallelujah. Amen. And so God is waiting for you. He's waiting for me to say, be it unto me. Be it unto me according to your word. This is a new thing for me, but be it unto me according to your word. I don't understand half of this stuff right here now, but be it unto me according to your word. I can't go to nobody else and ask them how they went through this and how they responded to you, but be it unto me according to your word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. So repeat after me. Lord, I choose to trust you even when I don't understand what you're doing. I choose to trust you. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. Let's praise the Lord. Hey! Be it unto me according to your word. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, we thank you for your word today. Hallelujah. Your word is a lamp unto our feet, a light unto our path. Hallelujah. We trust you. We trust you with all our heart. We're not leaning to our own understanding. In all our ways, we're acknowledging you as you continue to direct our path. We thank you for this word today, Lord God. Let this word just germinate in us, just roll all around in us, Lord God. When we run across things that are new to us, we run across things that we do not understand, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Just bring this word back to us to give us the courage, the strength to go on and say, be it unto me according to your word. We want to co-labor with you. We want to walk with you. We want to, hallelujah, be with you through everything that we're going through. And we give you praise and glory and honor in Jesus' name. Amen,
amen.
And amen. Hallelujah. And right now, if you're listening to it, to us, hallelujah, and you're not sure of whether you are born again, you're not sure if you are saved, this is your day. Praise God. Praise God. The word of God says in John 3:16, y'all say it with me, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Well, the Lord loves you. He loves you so much. Hallelujah. He loves you with an everlasting love. He's drawing you with his loving kindness in the name of Jesus. And he wants you to be saved. He wants you to be born again. He sent Jesus well in advance to make sure you had an opportunity to be saved. Amen. And then he tells you exactly how to be saved. Y'all can say it with me. Romans 10:9. If you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. Amen. Hallelujah. And so it says, if you confess with your mouth, confessing with your mouth is saying a prayer. Believing in your heart is choosing to believe what the word of God says. Hallelujah. Where you're going to be like, well, we know this is new to you, and you'll be like the Blessed Mother Mary that said, be it unto me according to your word. Hallelujah. And be in agreement with what the word of God says, that that Jesus died and God raised him from the dead. Hallelujah. Be in agreement with that, and then say it out of your mouth, and you shall be saved. It doesn't. You can't figure that out. You just got to do it by faith. So repeat this prayer after me with all your heart and help me, y'all. Dear Lord Jesus, I believe you died for me. Come into my heart. Come into my life. Be my Lord and be my Savior. I do believe that God raised you from the dead. So thank you now for being my Lord, being my Savior. Show me your way and help me to follow you. And now I know I'm saved, I'm born again, and heaven is my home. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. God is good. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And now we pray over you right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, right now that you just fill them to overflowing with your precious Holy Spirit and with power. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God, that you give them the power to speak in their prayer language. You give them power to walk right, to do right, speak right, hallelujah, to even read the word of God and understand it by your spirit. We thank you for doing that right now, Lord, in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus, hallelujah. And now we want to invite you, as you are now you're part of the family of God. Hallelujah. You're part of the family. You're in the family. You got brothers. You got sisters all over the world. Hallelujah. And so we want to invite you, first of all, to a Bible-believing church. If you have a church that's by you and they believe in the Bible, the Holy Bible, the Word of God, hallelujah, we say, go to that church, amen, and you will learn and grow. Also, we want to invite you to be a part of the Get a Radio family of broadcasts, and that's also the East St. Louis Christian Center Church that you're listening to right now. So I'm going to just tell you about our broadcast and how you can learn and grow. Glory to God. All of our family of broadcasts, you can listen live by calling area code 516-418-5699. You can also listen online, praise God, and you can do that by Googling Getem Radio, GITM Radio. And then you can be able to listen to all of our podcasts in their entirety. But if you want to listen live, which is a great thing to do, every Sunday we have the East St. Louis Christian Center Church, 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern. Our dear Pastor Mom is our senior pastor, Willie B. McCoy, and I'm Apostle Kizzy, the apostolic pastor. Hallelujah. On Monday we have Bible teaching. And that's with Dr. Lorraine Navarro, and we call it Lunch with Lorraine, Discovering God's Hidden Treasures. And that's every Monday, 12 noon Central, 1 p.m. Eastern. Hallelujah. On Tuesday, we have Praying in Tongues Tuesday, 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern, where we pray in tongues with interpretation. On this Wednesday, this is a special Wednesday because it's the second Wednesday of the month, and we have our healing service, and we call it prophetic healing. So on Wednesday, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. Glory to God. So if you are in need of healing, you know someone, please have them to call that same phone number, 516-418-5699, this Wednesday at 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. And then on this Thursday and every Thursday, we have our Thursday edition of God in the Mist, Getem Radio, 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern. And this month, we are talking about wise mothers. Hallelujah. So you get to hear from some mothers and you get to hear the wisdom that God has given to them. Amen. Amen. So please join us on our Get 'Em Radio family of broadcasts. Now, hallelujah. I know y'all been waiting. We're going to open up the lines and talk to the people in the room. Talk to your mother. Tell us a little something good. Amen. Because God is good. Amen. So tell us something good about your mother. Amen. Okay, I see you guys on the line. If you want to say anything, you can press your number one key, and we'll open up the line for you. But how about we start in the room? Hallelujah. Okay, Minister Mary.
Okay. I want to say that my mom is clothed with strength and dignity, and she has been a great role model for me, and not only me, but for all of us, for all the children.
Amen.
And the grandchildren and great-grandchildren and great-great-grandchildren.
Amen.
And I love her very much, and I have seen her through the great times in her life, and I've seen her through the adversity, and every single time, no matter what, whether it's good or whether it's through adversity, I have seen her triumph through the Lord.
Mm.
I have seen her just go to the Lord in every single instance.
Yes.
And really, the Lord has always blessed her and caused her to triumph.
Hallelujah.
So she's just been a wonderful, wonderful role model for me as a woman, as a person, as a mother, as a grandmother, as a mother-in-law. She has taught me how to be a mother-in-law.
Amen.
And as a woman of God, I've just looked to her and seen her through all of her life.
Mm-hmm.
Carry those different roles out just in such strength and dignity.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Minister Mary. Hallelujah. Amen. And her mother is Pastor Mom.
My mama.
And your mama, too. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Okay. Who next?
Good morning. God bless all the moms and mothers and heart on the line. Even though my mom has passed, you know, she was a person who always gave of her heart.
Yeah.
And, you know, she lived a life where she always pointed us to Jesus. And not in the way that she did by telling us about the word, but by living it.
Amen.
And so, you know, I can say today, you know, the fruits of her labor lives on. So she, you know, she did what it says in Proverbs 22:6, you know, train up a child the way that she go. And she didn't do it in word, but she did it by living it and showing us
mm-hmm.
a Christ-like heart. So I thank her.
Amen. Thank you. Amen. Who's next?
Both of them looking at you.
I thought my children would go first. Glory to God. Well, I want to thank God for mom, for Pastor Mom, and to hear three of us hear our daughters here today, and I just thank God for who he gave the mama he gave us.
Yeah.
And he truly gave us the mom that he wanted for us to have in order to be able to be trained up in the way that we should go. Mom, when you listen to this, I want to tell you that I love you. I thank God for you. Thank God for the life that you live in front of us, you know, and being a praying mother, a giving mother,
hallelujah,
a kind mother, who treated each one of us as if we were like our only child. I mean, every one of us, I would see times when I would observe how mom would treat each one of her children and grandchildren, as a matter of fact. And I would look and I would say, she's really giving them love and trying not to be, even though, you know, the enemy will sometimes bring, especially when you, I was the third child, so by the time the third child come in, they always say, you know, things change a little bit. But mom would always try to assure each one of us of who, that we were special, even after we were grown.
Mm-hmm.
Even after we were grown, with any kind of, you know, birthdays and special accounts and special things that take place, even when we were little, we were just little. I thought about when you were getting ready to be born, Mary, and mom was in labor. And so mama had told me she was going to take me shopping for school to go get it. Now, I wondered, it might have been, and I don't know if you were born here at Easter, but I was trying to understand what kind of clothes that I had wanted. Mom had promised me she was going to give me around the time you were born. You know, it must have been. Because she would always get us, you know, like blue and white clothes, or just always holidays, Memorial Day. And so mom was in labor with you, and I said, Mama, didn't you tell me you were going to take me shopping? But then what shook me, I looked at her and said, my mom was panicked. My mom was getting ready to have a baby. And I was sitting there and looking. And I felt bad because I knew that, you know, mom was getting ready to have a baby, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I often think about that through the years because of the goodness. But one of the best cooks, I just thought about mom was a father.
Yeah.
I think she just was gifted. As a cook. And then I often think of mama as a party planner too. Parties every year, especially on at first it started, she would even give New Year's Eve parties.
Mm-hmm.
She would even give New Year's Eve and then New Year's Day came along later on, but we would shoot the gun. If they had the gun, I would watch it. And they would play cards and
with kegs of beer.
Let's go ahead and say it. About 2 or 3 feet long. I'm not talking about these little kegs they got now. They're maybe 1 feet round, you know, and everything.
Yeah.
But big old kegs of beer and everything. But you never saw people acting up. I also thought about the parties that we had at the house.
Mm-hmm.
When mom would have a party, she was a young woman. She wasn't that old. She was a young woman.
I would watch her,
and I would see that everybody would come around and she never seemed flustered. She never seemed.
She never did.
Never once did she seem flustered, or she would never, you know, never cuss us out or say, y'all do this. And then what was so strange was during these parties that we would have would be like we were all included, too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we were included. I thought about this one time, I'm kind of diverging, but I thought about when my uncle, Wes, he was a sheriff, and he had the biggest gun I ever saw, a Colt 345 gun. It was white and handled with a big old huge gun with a silver barrel on it. And at that time, I know we don't do that now. I don't like it about people shooting a gun on
New Year's
Eve. But I just wanted to get old enough to be able to shoot that 345.
Oh, mercy.
And not knowing that those guns have a kick, you know, when you shoot a gun, have a kickback to it. But they would all gather around the door, and then they allowed me for somebody to hold it while I shot, you know, you know, that big gun. But Daddy had one little gun, you know, a little gun. But it was just a wonderful time. Everything with Mom. I know we're talking about Mother's Day, but as I would think about through the years, I mean, from the time that just a little bitty girl, just thinking about just from the time of a little bitty girl, even now where I was larger than my sisters, all of my sisters. And you know what? When I think about it now, for me, I was about 16, 14, always 30, and they said 36B, or no, you know, the 16, but Martha and Catherine was smaller. Apostle, you know, you were a baby, so you had him. Growing up, you know what I'm saying? But Mark and Catherine were about like 7s and 8s and 9s and 10s. They were real little. So, but mama said, I want to take care of my baby. I want to make sure my baby is not in the cheap. I was thinking. So she got me a lame
Yeah. You know, some of the things that I look at, people were dressing decent. I'm not talking about cool dressing. I'm talking about being able to dress.
Mm-hmm.
Now, sometimes I've not always been, Mama, you listen, when you listen to this, if you happen to listen to it, sometimes she's not always been pleased with the way Helen Price dressed. You know, because I tell my children, I got that four-letter word, comfort. and then the fourth one is it got a little nice, but I want to be comfortable. And but Mom taught us from the underwear, and I didn't always carry on with it until the aisle. I remember when I just now started wearing shorter dresses, you know, as I got a little bit older, I would always see how would Mama look at it. She had a look, you know, and I know that look now. They tell me on the way here, I feel she likes to be on time. She always wants to be on time.
Yes,
she's a woman that would prepare. I mean, if she's going to have something on next year,
mm-hmm.
she's going to prepare this year for what she's going to have on next year.
That's right.
And if she's going to go to the doctor or she's going to go to somewhere, she's going to make sure she get up plenty early.
Yes.
She's going to be ready, mm-hmm. and she's going to be ready to get out of there. To be there on time.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just talking about some of the things that I've known as a mom.
Mm-hmm.
And then one more thing too was I thought about what Mary said about how when she came to the state as a teenager, we went to get married and brought her back to California to stay with us that summer. That she was impressed by the towels and things, you know, the towels or the towels and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But Mama talked. She needs towels, don't she? Mama taught us that. Get you some good towels. And what else do Mama like? Sheets.
Mm-hmm.
And comfort us that. So, do you remember that? All that. And so when she come, when I got ready to have Joy, she came to visit me in California. And then not only that, she made sure she got brand new everything. That baby coming home? The baby's coming home with brand new sheets on. And she will have everything clean. And I remember when Alma was born, she told me she's not coming to sleep out. Not because you're a young woman having a baby, because you're an old woman having a baby.
Mm.
You know, my brother Herbert told me, he said to me, he called me, he said, you're an old woman. I said, you're an old woman trying to have a baby. I said, I ain't old and I ain't trying. I'm going to have me a baby. So I didn't have Amber at that time. I was up in my 40s and so. But the reason I go through all of that about it, just thinking about through the years, all of the many wonderful things. And then she gonna want to talk to you all the time. I'm talking about at least she gonna want to talk to you once a day or
mm-hmm.
And if she's not, she ain't gonna miss no more than two or three days when she was younger. She's not gonna miss no time talking to you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and
well,
I
just, now the conversation is twice a day. On the phone.
And we need to do that in the sense that we know as long as God has given it to us.
Yeah.
And I thank God. So there, I know my conversation may seem like it's long and what I'm saying in this, but I just thank God for the very, very wonderful mother. And then I hear the Holy Ghost say, now you talked about everything else, about her cooking and her style and contemporaneous, and also that when we were younger, I mean, Mama wasn't going to be behind nothing, honey. She even got us a car. When I got my license at 16 years old, Mama made sure that we had a car. It was a Rambler. Do y'all anybody remember the Rambler?
Rambler, yes.
Yeah, and I was just took you to a papa with me sometimes in the bad day when I'm up there speeding in that Rambler, doing it at speed.
And I would just go, whee! Where are you going? I'm going, whee!
Just thanking God for what God has done. But then, above everything else, was our relationship with God. That she would pray every day at 3:00.
Mm-hmm.
She gonna pray over her food. She kept us in church from the time we could ever remember. I have never known a lack of nothing. All I ever knew was church. We started off in the Baptist church, and as we started off, my grandmother would take us, but she would have to work sometime. Mom would on Sunday, and so my brother couldn't walk. He would walk. He was only little. He was just a little boy. And my grandmother in her beautiful hat would have to put him on her shoulder and carry. And we talk about 1, 2, 3, about 4 blocks. But these were not those short blocks. We would have to walk 4 blocks to church to get there to church with my brother Herbert on my mother's shoulder. I mean, on my little mom's shoulder. And so she got told she didn't like that. So they put us across the street in a Lutheran church. And so we went to the Lutheran church, which was such a great blessing because it was such a teaching ministry and a loving ministry. Mm-hmm. But she made sure that we stayed in church. That was the thing that she did.
Amen.
And then she lived a life before us. I have seen people that I've been around where people may take and sneak their children and take them over to their boyfriend's house or somebody be listening. We ain't never seen Ali dying. I ain't never seen nothing like that with my mama.
Mm-hmm.
And mama always, by the Lord, and then when she got up older and we were kind of transitioning from the Baptist to non-denominational and spirit-filled walk in the Lord, when she got baptized and filled with the Holy Ghost, we began to go to church. There was a time when I thought about the apostle when before she came real close to the Lord. She thought, Mama likes me better than she likes me. I don't even know if you can remember that.
I cannot recall saying that.
You said it. You did. That was before I was going to visit you. Mm-hmm. But you did. You did. I promise you, you did.
I came
to New Jersey, and you were kind of crying, and you said, because y'all in the Lord. But you got in the Lord. I can't believe you can't remember that.
Maybe the Lord will bring it back to
you. Yeah, bring it back to us. Because me and Mom were close.
But it's inconsequential now.
Yeah, that's right. That's true. That was not a put down. Mm-hmm. That was to say that because she walked so close. But then when you got in the Lord, what does she do now? Y'all walking as a team, not y'all.
Amen.
But it was back then, at that time, that we had a walk, that we were walking together because of our walk in the Lord.
Amen.
And so she lived the life before. So I know it sounds like I'm just going on and on, but he did have me to bring back about that Mom walked the life before us.
Amen.
And she walked with us, and she was an example, and got baptized and filled with the Holy Ghost, called into the gospel ministry, became the pastor of East St. Louis Christian Center, and took over that charge very, 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 very seriously.
And she's still serious.
And she's still serious about it.
At almost 90.
In the last thing, and I'll start with this, Apostle, because I know it seems like I'm going along, but you know what? That's what you give the people flowers while they're still living.
Amen.
You know, if she gets a chance to listen to this, it's fine. She'll give her a flower while she's still living.
That's right.
And I can remember even after her first one of her major strokes that Mom had many years ago, and Amber was there at that time, I believe, if I ain't put her to sleep over here now.
Y'all had a long day yesterday.
Yeah, we did have a long day. And so with Mom had just had a real serious stroke. She had been in rehabilitation. And I went at that time to go stay with her for a few months at that time.
Mm-hmm.
God has fixed that during some times when Mom has gone through, he allowed me to come and stay with her.
Amen.
For several months and be with her there. And so when I came, and even though I was the founding pastor of the church, Mom was now the ongoing pastor of the church.
Mm-hmm.
But she had trouble with her. She had trouble with speaking. She had this stroke, and she had trouble with her speaking and some other issues. But she said, I'm preaching this Sunday. I said, okay, Mama, all right. And I sat there with the most admiration in my heart.
Hallelujah.
Listening to my mom, her speech, she wasn't speech therapy, they had to go back to those, but that would be a stroke.
Yeah.
And she began to speak back clearly again because she's gone through other things at the time,
mm-hmm.
but she's a woman of God and a tremendous woman of God. I thank God. Yeah. I got to backtrack on that. We discussed this before. I know with Apostle, there's something I said with Apostle said, I don't remember that. So you kick out the things that you don't need to have in your heart and mind, you know, like you said, and God kicks it out. And then now he brings it back. So I wasn't saying that as a celebration in any way, shape, or form. But only to say that our walk in the Lord, it was only because at that time our walk in the Lord was around, our relationship was around Jesus Christ. And not each one of us have a relationship with our mom that's built around Jesus Christ. So, Mom, happy Mother's Day. Again, I started at the beginning. I love you, and I thank God for you. God bless you all.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Pastor Christ.
Ministry late.
Amen. Yes, Ms. Mary?
I wanted to say one more thing, if you don't mind.
I don't mind.
People don't often honor their mother-in-law. So I want to honor my mother-in-law. She has since gone on to be with the Lord.
Yeah.
And the mother-in-law that I had and that she was and that she is,
she was like a mother to me. There was no mm-hmm. difference to her about me being her daughter-in-law. And she was just such a loving woman, kind, resourceful. Mm-hmm. I learned so much from her, and my children learned so much from her. I think about my oldest daughter, Rachel, how she had taken up sewing and crafting.
Yeah.
And my younger daughter, Marissa, is a crafter as well. They didn't get that from me.
and probably not from from their other grandma either. But Miss Yarbrough,
But she would teach them those types of things, and she just, not only did she love my children and did she love me, but she just loved all children that she came in contact with. And I tell you, I am and was very honored to be considered her daughter. So mm-hmm. I just want to honor her and thank the Lord for the time that she was here on this earth and the impact that she had on my life and on her family as well. And the Lord really blessed me that my mother and my mother-in-law were very, very good friends.
Yeah.
So they kept tabs on us.
Yeah. Amen.
They kept tabs on us. So I just wanted to honor her today, too.
Amen. And they would go to Joyce Meyer conferences together.
Joyce Meyer, Christian Women of the New Wave.
Mm-hmm.
They would go to all kinds of things together
mm-hmm.
and stuff. If I told
even
my
summer
mama,
camp.
Yeah. If I told my mama something, I knew she was gonna tell her. If I told my mother-in-law something, I knew she was gonna tell my mom. Yeah, they had me on both sides. I love it. That's how it should be. And I pray to God that, you know, that I can walk in her example as a mother-in-law. And she loved the Lord. She loved the Lord and raised all of her children to love the Lord. Okay.
Amen. So I guess
I'm going to hear this baby go lame.
Baby. Okay.
Okay, so I want to thank my mom for being a terrible mother. No one can deal with joy like she can. She was a great role model during my childhood, and I'm so thankful to have her support and guidance to go through life. And I thank you, Mom, for showing me how to be the best version of myself, and I'm a strong woman because a strong woman raised me. And I'm so thankful for everything you've done for me.
Amen.
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 I just want to say happy Mother's Day to all my moms and happy Mother's Day to my mom. And I really thank God for my mom because she had me older in age, even though it wasn't older to society standards it was, but I love how he took the time out. I feel like God blessed me for having me at that time. She can really take the time out to teach me certain things and for me, because I feel like I have an older spirit that tells me. And she really took the time. And what I love is that she always taught me about the Lord and instilled that in me, even at 5 years old, from the Ten Commandments by my side of the bed, so I can learn it and things like that. And I love...
You put what by your bed?
The Ten Commandments.
Oh, the Ten Commandments by your bed so you can learn them.
Yes.
Amen.
And I do thank God for my... And not only instilling God in my life so I can have a personal relationship with him, but he also, at certain times, he calls me to want to stretch and deepen my relationship with God. I remember one time, and I was about 9, and I would always say, God is good, thank you for this food, or I would say, I'm not letting me down sleep. She said, you're getting older now, you're going to have to stretch the prayer out, you're going to have to level up a little bit. So I was, and she said, then help me, Father.
Amen.
And Psalms a day. It's a deep in my scripture. So I love how she always strengthens and stretches my relationship so I can deepen it with the Lord. She always deepens to deepen my relationship with God because it's about personal relationship. And so I love my mom so much, and I thank God for her. And I thank God for all the times on the Amtrak train. I think that many people don't like traveling with their children. But for her to have two daughters that she always traveled with that was under the age of 10, and she didn't miss a beat. She just took us to travel. That's all I knew was to travel. And I just thank God for her. I thank God for God's hand on her, for strengthening her throughout the years. And I thank God for my aunties as well, because you all just have always been a blessing in my life. And I say happy Mother's Day to you all. And I love you all.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Woo-hoo. Thank you. You taught her everything she know besides her mama. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. All right. Those who are on the line, I did get a message from Minister Rachel. And she says, happy God bless Mother's Day to me, to Pastor Mom, and all the mothers on the line. Thank you, Minister Rachel. And we continue to keep your household in prayer. In the name of Jesus, complete healing, health, and wholeness for each and every one of you. Hallelujah. Gabrielle and everybody, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Pastor Mark, you didn't press your number one key. And so I take it you're good. You're good. Amen. If you want to say something, you could. Hallelujah. Amen. So it's been a wonderful, wonderful time. I believe I did say something about Pastor Mom earlier, but, you know, I do want to say since I've been grown, and she and I have been together for the past 12 years. Hallelujah. Yeah, it doesn't seem that long. And I recall her saying to me, because she, you know, she talks a lot. When she's ready to talk, you know, she'll tell me stuff and share things with me. And so she said that when she was, she took care of our grandmother. She was our grandmother's, one of our grandmother's caregivers, one of the main ones. And she said when she was taking care of her, she prayed that she would have a sweet spirit. You know, that when she got older and somebody had to take care of her, that she would be sweet and she would be kind to them. And I was like, praise God. I pray that too. You know, I don't know, you know, how my life is going to be when I get older. I don't have five daughters like she did, five daughters and two sons. You know, I have one. And I said, okay, I'm going to lay hold to that. I pray that, you know, whatever happens in my life as I get older, that I'm going to be sweet and kind, you know, to whomever the Lord sends around me, that I'll have a sweet spirit. And she certainly has had a sweet spirit, you know, during this time. And the thing that I look at her is she has a determination that gives me strength and that gives me courage to see how determined she is. When she wants to do something, she's very determined about it, and that includes her relationship with the Lord. You know, she's very determined about her relationship with the Lord. She's very faithful. And, you know, in these days, there are things that she would like to do that she just simply she's not able to do it right now. But she's determined to do as much as she can do. Amen. She's determined to do what she can do, even in the things of God. And so I, you know, I thank God for that. I know I've learned a whole lot from her. Y'all talk about her timing, being on time. Hey, she is so serious about being on time, you know, for things. And it's caused me to learn how to prepare more in advance. And not to wait until the last minute to do something. So that's been a wonderful thing, you know, to see her with that. And I'm glad she's the mama that God gave me. Praise God. It gave us, those who are her children, and even to others who are not, who didn't come out of her womb. But, you know, she's been a mother to many, and many really love mom. And when I look back and think, I think of all the people who love her so much, and she fed all of them. You know, in some kind of way, she fed somebody. And, you know, not just with natural food, but with love. And we're talking about the five love languages. She has filled a many a love tank.
Hallelujah.
And then I recall when she was, I think it was, she was a minister at the East St. Louis Christian Center Church. She wasn't the pastor yet, but her job was to greet everybody. And I think about that. She made everybody feel at home, you know, no matter who came in. And she didn't do it, didn't take her long to do it. She would just get up there. She would welcome, she was a welcoming person. So she would welcome everybody and just make everybody feel at home. And just, you know, when I look at her and I see the things that God does through her, I was like, okay, God, I want that. I want to be like that. I want to be, you know, at ease with so many people. You know, no matter what's going on, she's at ease with people, and she puts people at ease. And that's love. That's the love that's doing that. So that's my mommy. Hallelujah. And some of you, your mama too. Hallelujah. So praise God. And I know she's having a great time. They said they were going to, they're going to have some fried chicken. And then they're going to do a crab boil too. So she's going to have plenty of food and plenty of attention over there. I know that they've really enjoyed having her among them today. So we got to share. That's our Mother's Day gift. We got to share Pastor Mom with others today. Amen. So with all that, I think everybody has said what they wanted to say today, which was beautiful. And we're going to go ahead and close out. I'm looking at my text to see if anybody has sent any text or anything. Hallelujah. So we're going to go ahead and close out. Amen. I'm just trying to think. I think we've covered everything. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Is there anybody who want to close in prayer?
So I want to close in prayer right now, but I do want to say, because when Minister Mary was talking about her mother-in-law,
yes.
You know, it brought me back to memories of my mother-in-law, and there might be people on the line that, and it was just so blessed to hear everybody's testimony about the remembering their mother. And there might be someone on the line that doesn't have a good memory of their mom. And it brought me back to my mother-in-law and how we had such a rough relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And I just did not understand the things that she was doing as a mother-in-law. But, you know, as I grew in Christ and as I gave my heart over to God and allowed God to do the work in me, and as my mother-in-law got older and she needed mm-hmm. me as a daughter-in-law, I began to see my mother-in-law through the eyes of God.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess that's what I want to say to those who don't have those good memories or even struggling now, is to allow God to work in you, touch your heart, and ask God to see, allow you to see that person through his eyes. And once God did that to me, I had to write my mother-in-law a letter.
Mm-hmm.
And I ended up thanking her, because what she had done was truly out of the heart of a mother. But I couldn't see it. We might not always see what,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
and it may not appear to be good, but she had a good heart.
Mm-hmm.
And I sent her for it before she passed away. Mm-hmm. And I ended up taking care of her.
I was about to say, I remember.
You know, so, you know, I just wanted to share that.
Amen. Thank you. Because when I knew you, y'all had a relationship.
Yes.
Amen. Well, praise God. You and your father-in-law.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, we thank God. We thank God for that. Thank you for sharing that, Ministry Lane. Amen. Okay. So we're gonna go ahead and close out in prayer. Okay, Minister Amber, come on now. Oh, and Minister Joy, you laugh, and you can do the Lord's Prayer.
Okay, all Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil, for thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Minister Amber. Go ahead. Keep your clothes on.
Now to him that is able to keep us from falling and to present us faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, so he wise God our Savior, in glory, majesty, dominion, and power, both now and forever, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Well, we praise God for each of you. Have a blessed and wonderful rest of your Mother's Day. And remember, I am the church. You are the church. We are the church together. Love you all.